Masechet Shkalim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Meitah Atshuma Mayu Oisin Ba. So Meitah Atshuma, this is the leftovers from the previous year that weren't spent by the past Rosh Chodesh Nisan, meaning a new collection cycle had been set up, and they couldn't be used anymore for the Kabbalah Tzibur because the Kabbalah Tzibur needed to be bought with the new donations for this year. So Meitah Atshuma Mayu Oisin Ba. So what would they do with it? Rukui Zav Tzipoy Lebeis Kodshi Akadoshim. So they would use it to buy up the golden sheets that were used to line the walls and the floors of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rishmal says, Maiter HaPeirot L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. Rishmal says, the Motar Peros, meaning the prophets, and this is hearkening back to the machlokas we had earlier with Rabbi Akiva, whether or not the Beis HaMikdash engages in business with selling the Salasus, the Shmanim, and the Yenis. So he says the Motar of these prophets would be used for Kayitz HaMizbeach, which is literally the dessert of the Mizbeach, meaning this would be Karbanos that would be used to stoke the fires, so that the Mizbeach wouldn't lie idly so. Ish Tamid Tukal HaMizbeach Loi Sichbe. And the extras from the truma, says Rabbi Yishmael, would be used for klei sharis. It would be used to buy new utensils. I mean, the utensils had to be fixed every once in a while, or new ones had to be replaced. Rabbi Akiva says, no, mutar hatshuma, maiter hatshuma, the extra of the truma for kayetz mizbeach, that was used to buy the animals that would be sacrificed so that the Mizbeach would not lie idle. And the extra money from the Nesachim, meaning they had set aside a certain amount, a fund, to buy up the raw properties that were used for the Nesachim, so these would be any extra amounts due to fluctuations in the prices would be used to buy new Klei Sharis. Rechanina Skan Koyanim Aymer, Maiter Nesachim Lekayetz Mizbeach. He says, Maiter Nesachim, the extra from the Nesachim, is used about the kayitz mizbeach, ma'itra truma leklei sharis, and the extra monies from the truma from the lishka, truma salishka, those used for klei sharis. Evezeh lo hayim mogdim averus, and they both rechinian skankoyanim and Rebbe Akiva did not agree to Rebbe Yishmael regarding the business aspect, the business side of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, Mishnah. Meseches Shkalim Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey Maitra Akteris Mayu Oisimba. So they would have people that were set aside, that were umanim, artisans that would be used to specific family, actually that would be used to prepare the complex Katoris mixture. So Mayu Oisimba, so Mafrishimena Sechar Ha'umanim. So first they would be used, first the extras from that monies would be used to pay the people who had set it up. So now that raises the question, one second, this money was hektish, how could we use it to now pay people? So the answer is that the fact that it was, these were people that were involved, it's a less stringent chilul process, and once it's given over to them, that's already going to be mechalal without a violation of Me'ila. Mechalin ois al scharon, manim nois na ois al manim bescharon. It was used to pay their wages. Chozer lochon osim yitruma chadasha. And now the new katoras would be bought from the new trumas halishka, from the new funds for this year, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan onwards. Im ba'a chadash bezman aloichon osim yitruma, mitruma chadasha v'lav ba'min ha'shana. So if those monies were not available, so then they would still draw on the funds from last year.